The Queensland government has vowed to introduce tough new liquor licensing laws to help stamp out violence after the death of a teenager in an alleged one-punch attack. 18-year-old Cole Miller died in hospital yesterday after he was allegedly attacked in the early hours of Sunday morning in Brisbane's Fortitude Valley. The state government wants earlier last drinks and lockouts for most Queensland pubs and clubs. However, industry representatives argue such changes would harm the economy without curbing violence. Annie Guest reports from Brisbane.
Cole Miller was the victim of what's being described as a senseless tragedy by Queensland's Attorney General Yvette Dath.
No parent ever wants to get that call that their child's not coming home from a night out on the town.
But that's what Stephen Miller is now dealing with after his 18-year-old son died in hospital.
Cole was a beautiful, brave young man with his whole life yet to be lived.
The teenager who represented Queensland in water polo died, according to his father,
as a result of massive brain trauma.
Cole Miller was apparently heading home from a night out in Brisbane's Fortitude Valley when the alleged attack happened at about 4 o'clock on Sunday morning. Two 21-year-old men have been charged with unlawful striking causing death under so-called one-punch laws. Police are still investigating the circumstances of the case, but it's only the third time charges have been laid under Queensland's tough new laws aimed at tackling alcohol-fuelled violence. Now, the Attorney General Yvette Dath wants to change liquor laws.
We need to change the culture in this country where we think we have to publicly drink till all hours to enjoy ourselves.
The government has been trying to win crossbench support for its proposed laws that would bring last drinks forward from 5 a.m. for some venues to 2 a.m. for most pubs and clubs, although those in entertainment precincts could apply to serve drinks until 3 a.m. But patrons could not enter these venues for 2 hours before that.
There is clear evidence that for every hour that you reduce the service of alcohol time, we are seeing a significant reduction in assaults and presentations in our emergency departments. We have those examples and that evidence coming out of Newcastle. We have seen it out of King's Cross.
But that argument is rejected by Nick Brabin from the industry group Our Nightlife Queensland.
Those in our community who are violent are not going to stop perpetrating just because a nightclub closes earlier. We're just going to move problems into the domestic space.
And he says the industry would suffer.
There'll be significant economic damage to the state of Queensland. We estimate that could be somewhere in the range of $500 million. And we're talking about 6,000 jobs across the state.
Nick Brabham from Our Nightlife Queensland, ending that report from Annie Guest.